I will get home tomorrow night, and she will have dinner fixed for me because she's wonderful like that. She is a better woman than I deserve. If something gets messed up with my flight and I get in late, she will have it wrapped up on the stove waiting for me because she's perfect. And she will even ask me what I want, and I get to pick. And sometimes I get that answer wrong. I love saying that and watching all the young guys go, what does that mean? All the old married guys go, like, I know what he's talking about. I got that. Yeah. She's not a good sleeper. I don't mean she has insomnia. This is how we sleep at night. We like to have the TV on. That's a very common thing. Now, and when it's winter and it's really cold, we like to crack the windows in our bedroom, brings in a little bit of the cold air, so you wrap up in the comforters, really helps you sleep well, right? Now, we live, like I said, in a very rural area, and our neighbor behind us run cattle that will moo at night. Now, our dogs hear this and will bark at the cattle. So to drown all this out, we turn on the fan in the bedroom. And when I say the fan, I don't mean the cute little plastic oscillating fan with the remote that you can buy. No, I mean like the big heavy metal box fans from the 40s that they had to stop producing because they had metal blades and people were falling into them, getting shoulders lopped off, you know? And that's how we sleep. So one night we have the TV on, cows mooing, dogs barking, propeller fans rattling. She rolls over, wakes me up and goes, Chad, what? I think I heard something. I hope so. We got bigger problems to talk about. I don't hear very well out of my left ear, and she knows that, and she's very conscious about it, and she does a really good job of looking me directly in the face, and she will speak very slowly, enunciate everything very clearly, as long as she's giving me the most worthless piece of information she has at that time. And then if it's anything important that I need to know, it's a coin flip whether I ever get it or not, you know. She got home the other day. She goes, oh, you know what I saw coming up the driveway? What? A rabbit. Okay. She's like, oh, and don't forget about your doctor's appointment tomorrow. What doctor's appointment? Well, I told you I had a doctor. When did you tell me I had a doctor's appointment? Well, you were in the shower with the bathroom door closed. I was in the basement behind the furnace. You didn't hear me? How long? These are better if I can do them with a straight face. Give me a second.